Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
While an African ostrich may stand 8 feet tall and weigh 300 pounds, the little sparrow can rest in your hand. Some birds, such as the peacock, have brilliant plumage, but sparrows are pretty basic and plain little birds, mostly brown in color, with an occasional touch of white or black or a suggestion of red. Some scientists say that crows are the most intelligent of all birds because of their cunning. But the closest that sparrows get to the great universities of our day is in the trees that abound on their campuses. Some birds, such as thrushes and meadowlarks, have beautiful songs, but the little sparrow chirps in his rather ordinary voice. While some exotic birds demand great prices in pet and specialty stores, sparrows are practically worthless, something that has been true for a long, long time. In reality, sparrows are rather insignificant in the kingdom of feathered friends. Yet it's amazing how prominently sparrows fit into the language of the Bible. Jesus often spoke of sparrows, trying to help people understand that God takes note of them and that people are of far greater value than the sparrows of the heavens. He said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Just this morning, a little sparrow was perched outside my window, and I began thinking of what I have just shared with you. A lot of us can relate to the sparrows. We live with turkeys instead of soaring with eagles. In life, we have not climbed the Everest of success. We spend our lives down in the valley, going from one paycheck to the next, grubbing out an existence. We flit from one task to another, doing the best we can with what we've got. How beautiful that Jesus used the sparrow as an object lesson, which teaches us that we may not soar with the eagles or strut with the peacocks, but we are important to our Heavenly Father. One of the greatest concerns of people today is how God really views our lives. Does He really care? Are you one of the billions of faceless people in His sight? Or does He take note of the ruffled feathers in your life? There's good news, friend. It's a settled issue. He does take notice, and He cares. May I suggest that you make a note of Matthew 6 in your Bible and remind yourself of what you probably already know in your heart. Jesus put it like this: "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" The obvious answer to the question of Jesus is nobody. Worrying never changes anything. While it has been called the acceptable sin of the saints, in reality, worry is sin. Scripture says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you." Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. So trust God to provide for you today. Do you recall that Jesus taught the disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? The next time you hear the chirp of a little sparrow or see one hopping from limb to limb outside your window, remind yourself that this, the most common of birds, is important to our Heavenly Father, and so are you, friend. It's a truth that will bring encouragement and help for today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.